speaker, though.
That's fine.
Can you hear me?
Tommy, can you hear me? Hey, everybody, we're Sex Shoes and Bob.
Hello, everybody. This is Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw. I was going to say, when Miles sings the Tommy song, he just ends, he stops at Feel Me. Feel me.
Feel me.
Feel me. Touch me. Touch me again. Yeah. Listen to me. A little bit lower now. Listen to me. A little bit faster now. Anyway. Hey, everybody. We're discussing Miles' perverted nature and the Who.
Okay.
Yeah. No comment?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't search that, because if you search Miles and the Who, then you're just gonna get Pete Townsend's arrest record. So that's about it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I had a figure. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's where your company was going. Okay.
Yeah. Well. Hey.
Research the book.
When you start out by saying, "Hey, where you been?"
That's all it takes to get you upset. You know, just to say, while you're late, or...
While I've been sitting here waiting.
Yeah.
Hey, where you been? How's it going?
You like to be like Mr. Early. You're the early guy. You're like, no.
That's right. I'm an early guy. That's for sure.
I'm an early guy. Yeah, I know. You pride yourself on being early.
Yeah. You are a late guy. You were a late guy.
I'm a late guy, yes. I am a late guy. Like, yeah. Well, I'm talking too early.
Yeah. Oh, let's not get there early. What's the point of that?
That's stupid.
That's right. It's stupid. Why would I get there early?
Yeah, right?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, I was emulating you this last weekend.
Yeah, you have to give up on that, okay? Just,
Why?
You're not ever going to be me.
Well, obviously, obviously, I cannot bring myself to be like you, because I cannot, you know, show up late everywhere and not be prepared for anything, and, you know,
right,
go on the good, just get around in life on my good looks and my, you know, machismo.
Sure. Yeah,
like you do.
Yeah, right.
You're basically an Iowa Burt Reynolds. So, no, I went, although it's not quite as bad as you, I was at a function at a high school that neither one of my children attends.
Oh, boy, I think I know where this is going. All right, Bob goes to cheer camp there.
Yeah, there you go, yeah, see? Well, I think that's, yeah. So now this was a play that a friend of my wife's son was in, and he was the lead, and we got invited to go, and so we went. So my daughter was supposed to go with us, but she had to cancel out at the last minute. So my wife and I still went ahead and went, and it was Shrek the Musical.
Oh, okay.
So, right. And the kid, he played Shrek.
Oh, wow. Very, hard part.
That's right. Yeah. He did a pretty good job. He had a Scottish accent going on for the whole time and everything. He did a really good job. So,
donkey.
I can't, donkey, can you leave me alone, donkey? So, anyway. He kept it up. I was surprised. I was waiting for it to wane. And, you know, but it didn't. He kept going.
Oh,
he even sang like that as well, you know. It wasn't quite, you know, a burr, but it was good. It was good enough for everybody to understand he was being Shrek. So.
Great big devil.
Yeah, he wasn't quite that. Just enough. You know what I mean?
In the Enchanter.
Yeah. So. Anyway, but that's not really the part that I found interesting.
Don't you find it creepy that you went to it and none of your kids are at that school or were in the play?
Well, I can tell you I would not have gone had, you know, my wife not drugged me along.
But I find it completely creepy and weird that you would do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we did know the mother of the star, so I guess that.
But you know, a few months ago, I thought this was creepy and weird that I would do stuff like this, and yet.
Well, it is a little creepy. I'll be honest with you, but
okay,
it's not.
Well, all right.
I'm not ogling. It's not like girls softball or anything. This is a play with mixed, you know, genders.
Well, maybe you're in the mixed genders. I don't know. I don't know what you're into.
So anyway, but you're right. You're right. Exactly. And I felt funny being there.
Yeah.
Having not, you know, had my kid up there on the stage somewhere.
They should have questioned you as to why.
Or even behind the scenes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I did feel rather odd. We did sit kind of in the area with the. You know, the friend, so.
Yeah.
But, I, you know, I don't like going to these things anyway. I go out of, you know, duty, husbandly duty, you know.
Yeah.
And, because it's just, you know, there's a lot of people. Typically, you know, I'm too big for the seat.
Yeah.
To be honest, I mean, I fit in it, but it's not like it's comfortable.
Yeah.
And I have longer legs, and so there's no leg room.
Right.
And inevitably, there's like the person in the middle of the row doesn't show up until the last second and then has to try to, you know, wedge their own fat self down the aisle. And so it's a whole scene, you know what I mean? So I spent the entire night annoying my wife because I didn't want to touch this lady next to me. So I'm like leaning over against her.
Yeah.
So that she would quit touching my arm. And I was holding myself in such a way. This may be my I was telling you about a shoulder problem. This may be part of it as well, other than like lifting up heavy objects. So I had my arm kind of twisted in front of my body so that she wouldn't keep touching me. For, you know, like 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
To the point where like one of my fingers was feeling like it was numb. I was so twisted.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, you know, and I'm like, can we just get on the aisle next time? Is there any way we could get on the aisle?
Was this a beautiful, voluptuous woman, or
no? But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't even want, you know, somebody. I wouldn't want. You can name somebody who you think is extremely attractive.
Dame Edna Garrett.
No, she's not a dame.
Like Megan Fox.
Yeah, I don't even want Megan Fox touching my arm at this point.
Oh, come on. If Megan Fox sat next to you, you'd be like, no, get away.
No, I wouldn't. I would be like, please don't touch me. I'm.
Scarlett Johansson sits right next to you. You're like,
yes.
No, get away, you weirdo.
Yes, I'm telling you.
What if you were sandwiched in between them?
Oh,
like,
oh, I would probably just leave. If it was just by myself. I would leave. I would not.
Really, it bugged you that much that this lady was like.
Yes. Well, it's I'm just not into that. That's something that you must like a lot. You love to rub up against other people, I know, but I cannot stand it.
The movie theaters.
It you'd be like getting some side boob with your elbow or something, I'm sure, but
God.
Sorry, funny. I've been working out. I got a little muscle twitch. Oh. So, no, I'm like, no. I mean, she probably was younger than me. I don't know. She wasn't that. She was older, but not really old. And I mean, she was certainly a nice enough woman, I'm sure. But I'm
was
just
it like Natalie?
No. Like she was an average-looking person.
Joe? Was she Joe, you think?
She'd probably be like a Joe's aunt kind of situation, sure.
Joe? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, you know.
And that wouldn't be much for you.
No, but it's not the Joe, you don't understand. It's not the Joe's aunt part.
Yeah.
You're not getting it. It doesn't matter who it was. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just as soon be left alone. I'm like asking my wife, I'm annoying my wife to, I'll get out, you know, can we get on the aisle? Next time just buy 9 seats and I'll just sit in the middle.
Were there like numbered seats? Or like,
yes, there was. It was a numbered seat. You got a ticket.
Oh.
I mean, this is kind of a high end kind of place here.
Oh, I'm not used to that.
I know. This wasn't a bring your own folding chair kind of situation. Yeah. This is numbered, you know, ticketed seats. You know, you had a ticket. Not only did they have ticketed seats, they had like festival seating in the back where it was first come, first serve. So it was like, apparently it was a real shit show whenever this thing got opened up.
But the Who concert.
Yeah, it's like, exactly.
People getting trampled.
People got trampled. We got to see Shrek. And I'm like, thank God we at least got the ticketed seats and not the... free-for-all. I would have been like, I'll just stand in the back. I'll be fine with that.
It's a free-for-all.
Yeah. So they're ticketed seats. And I'm like, tell my wife, I'm like, just get an extra seat and we just won't use it. She's like, and I mean, literally this whole place was full. Every seat was taken. And she's like, if there was an open seat, people would probably come up and strangle you. For not allowing them to buy a seat at this performance because of, you know, all the various aunts and uncles or whatever, whoever was showing up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a wonder that we didn't get run out of there because we weren't totally related to somebody, you know.
Yeah, you probably took someone's grandma's seat.
Exactly, exactly. Exactly. Grandma Nudie couldn't come tonight because you're in her seat.
That weirdo that can't be touched is over there.
That's right. This guy contorted himself. I was like, oh. I'm like, my hand. I can't feel my finger.
Yeah.
So I did that the whole performance. It was just horrible.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to, you know, make a fist to get the blood pumping in my hand. I'm like, when's intermission? I mean, this was worse than the Rain concert. It was so close together. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I can't go to anything for a while. I think I'm off and doing these kind of things for a while. It's become problematic, so. You know, I'm punching myself in the leg. Anyway. I'm like... Where's the concession? There's no concessions. They've got no concessions here.
I want cotton candy.
Can I go hang out at the concessions?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up! So.
You can bring like a canvas with you or something and like hold it in your lap, you know.
Yeah. I need something.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
It's my therapy plan.
It's my therapy, yes. This is my therapy. Yeah. So, but that wasn't even the weirdest thing.
Oh, wait, what? There's more?
So the strangest thing was next to the lady was this guy who look like Shemp Howard. And the terrible thing was, I'm telling my mom, like, look, it's Shemp. It's Shemp. Look, it's Shemp. And she's like, who the F is Shemp?
What?
Yes.
What?
I'm like, he was part of the Three Stooges before Curly. Or after Curly, before Curly Joe. And, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So we went round and round. I couldn't believe she didn't know who Shemp was. I mean, look, it's Shemp. He had the whole hair down the middle, kind of old guy, real, looked like he'd been beat up a bunch of times. You know, it's just, it was Shemp.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, I could not, you know. Nope. Oh, they're yelling for Shemp out here.
Shemp.
So I could not believe it. So I think we have some work to do here.
Do you mean Shrek or Shemp?
Yeah, that's what she was thinking.
No, Shemp. I mean Shemp.
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 So yeah, I wish I could have snuck a picture of him, but my arm was so twisted, I could not, you know, get my phone out and get it on and everything. So.
Yeah.
Plus, that would have been made me even more weird and creepy. There's this weird, like, palsy guy up here who's taking pictures of Grandpa.
I'm thinking you're looking like Stephen Hawking in a chair. That's you're right. So, like, torn.
That's right. The wild thing was this Shemp guy was wearing this kind of electric blue, like, semi-leisure suit.
It's electric.
Yeah. And I'm like, he even looked like he was like a modern-day Shemp.
Right.
So anyway, that was my theater going experience. The show was great. The kid did great, you know. It was overall, it was a very good show, but I gotta figure out, I need to wear long sleeves or I don't know, maybe yeah. Something's going on there, so.
Bring some disinfectant.
No, I just have to put like I'll bring a piece of cardboard. I'll stuff it down there like I'm in a library carol, you know?
It's like Howard Hughes or something at the play or something.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, it's not you, it's me. Honestly, it's not you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, that or I'm just going to have to get a wheelchair and just fake it and go be in the area where the wheelchairs are.
You need like a biohazard sticker to put on your arm or something. Or
yeah, please don't touch. I'm thinking about, you know, I should probably start into some cutting behavior so that I have like a nice festered arm. So then that way nobody will want to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right now, it's, you know, kind of like a hairless cat.
I want to touch your arm.
And everybody just thinks it's interesting because, you know.
I want to feel your muscles.
It is interesting. So anyway, what's going on with you?
Well, I didn't get touched, so I guess I just have that going, I suppose.
I guess.
But, so, like, you know, we started saying, you know, the phrase, you know, that's what she said, you know.
That's what she said.
And I don't think my wife liked it at first, but I think she has workmates now that are saying it on a very, you know, consistent.
Is it making a comeback? Because that was an old thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know. We were saying that in high school, like back in the 80s. I mean, that was, you know.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I remember saying that in high school, you know. So, anyway, so she tells me about these funny things where people are throwing it in, you know, and you don't get a chance to really, you know, throw it out sometimes in public, you know, you're kind of at work, you know. So I thought, when I get my chance, I'm just going to throw it out and see what happens.
Okay. Well, between that and cunning lingus, you got them all covered.
Yeah. I haven't thrown that one out in a while, you know. Apparently, I did it one too many times. Apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right, so it was about a week ago. I go to the drugstore, and
I'm buying this pack of Magnums. babe.
Yeah, I don't extra Big Mac numbers, please.
Yeah, like, honey, yeah, these come in a bigger size.
Like an inner tube.
That's right.
And I don't know why, but like the staff always, there's always like someone different back there. Like you don't get like the same people hardly. It's always someone new, you know.
Well, I guess right. They all get fired. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I don't know. It just seems like they bring in like all these new people all the time. Like, okay, right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you go through the thing, and you know, it's like some young dude, kind of like with a beard and mustache, kind of a pudgy kind of guy, and he's, you know, nice enough, and he's doing, you know, like, and he's ringing it up. And you have to, like, you know, push things and answer questions, you know, do you want debit card or whatever?
Yeah.
Right. So, there's, like, this yes and no thing, I forget what he was asking me, but, like, you know, do you want cash back or so, I don't know, whatever, it doesn't matter, but, so, I push it and nothing happens.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So, I push it again, nothing happens. So, the guy makes this mistake, he goes, harder.
Yeah.
So that's about the third or fourth time I have to slip it in. You know, I'm like, okay. I go, that's what she said. Yeah. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing. Zero. So I laughed at my own joke, thinking, well, maybe if I laugh, it'll make him comfortable. No. Zero.
Huh.
Zero.
Nothing. He did not react to it.
Well,
that's interesting.
So now I may not bring it out again in public. I don't know. I'm thinking about that. It was a perfect setup, though. I mean, come on. The guy's like, harder. What would you do? You have to, you know.
Yeah. Huh. Maybe he just didn't buy it. You know what I'm saying?
I think he was just trying to take the high road there and be like, sir, I have a job, please.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, you know how many people have been fired from the job because somebody said, laughed at that joke?
Cease and desist immediately, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Your insensitivity.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but under his breath, he said, you mean he?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I tried.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, maybe he didn't hear you.
Maybe. I don't know. Like I say, with a zero reaction, either he did not hear it or he was just, you know, very high class and would not laugh at something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm laughing on the inside. Miles.
Yeah.
He's like,
it was funny.
He's like, you know, this would have been a lot funnier if you weren't getting Viagra.
Yeah.
But now, looking at you and seeing what you've got here at the pharmacy, it's just not funny, honestly.
Yeah, it's not. It's sad.
It's just really sad. That's right. Exactly. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you just bought a copy of Me and You, EWE.
Mel Silver 60. That's my favorite one. Yeah. Favorite,
so anyway, it was a little bit awkward. He's, you know, the whole bestiality.
Yeah.
Move.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was kind of
pretty much.
Ooh, I don't know if I can laugh at that one. This is just too weird.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Darn it. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Darn it. That's what happens sometimes.
You try.
You try a lot. Yeah. You do.
I do try a lot. I try too hard.
Maybe not too hard.
Huh?
No, maybe not.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I was with you a long time ago, whenever your sister wanted us to sleep together. And we went...
Yeah.
We went to...
Platonically sleep together.
Well, I have no idea. And with your sister, I... Again, have no idea. But we went to some local store, and you were trying something on the cashier, and she totally didn't get it either. If I recall correctly.
You know, I might have.
Well, you were speaking in Spanish, and it totally threw her, and she didn't laugh or anything. She just was like, what?
Mon Creole is large. Yeah.
And this was the college-aged Miles title, so, you know.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, do you recall this at all, or no?
Yeah, there's been so many times where I've tried to speak Spanish and been told not to, so I don't know.
So, yeah, I was just like, oh, I thought it was funny. I think I laughed. And,
yeah.
And she did not.
I thought you were going to bring up... I thought that was, that was a different time when we were at the video store. We ran into my brother, and he thought you were my cousin.
Right, yeah, that was a different time, yes.
Hey, are you my cousin, Bobby? I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, are you my cousin? I'm like, I've never met this person in my life.
We should have just went with it. Hey, you're the guy that used to, like, beat us up in the dark in the garage. Remember that? You said the spook house. It was really...
Yeah.
Just excuse, like, punish people with fists?
Yeah, no, I didn't. He probably would have hugged me or something had I went along with it, so.
He's like me. He's not a big huggy, right?
Well, that's good. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, he don't get into that, yeah.
Yeah, well, you never know. People change.
Maybe.
So, anyway. Well, I'm sorry that things didn't go the way you wanted.
I know. Perfect setup.
You keep trying. You hang in there.
Okay.